returned from the depths of the Badlands with a gun and a knife and a waistband. With the war with the devil and Shaitan, he wore a bad toupee and a spray tan. So high now, hoping that I land on a tie stick moving through Thailand. On the radio, heard a plane hijack. Government did that like the cook crack. I'm moving the world of conspiracy. Obey no rules, I'm doing these.
Oh boy, I'm doing these. It's how sadness up in your knees. Oh no. Did I get you?
You piece of shit. No, it was good. All right, take it from the top.
Oh, wait, let's bring it back. This one's a hard one to... It's hard with playing songs that we like beforehand because I don't want to turn them down.
I agree.
There's some songs I'll pick that I'll be like, let's open with this. Yeah. And then I'll be like, fuck that. It doesn't even go hard in the first 30 seconds. I usually let it run for at least 30 seconds.
I was hoping you'd let the tambourine come in and shit.
I should have. I'm sorry.
No, no, you did. You did.
Oh, okay, good.
It's a good-ass song.
You just want to keep on...
No, it was fine. It was
trying
fine.
To spit that hot fire ever
I
since.
I know. I liked it.
Ever since I remembered that Eminem song. I'm trying to lay down my newest rap album.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people need to hear it.
So I sing along.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. What's up?
Fucking, okay, so you know that piece of shit fucking...
Brandon Wardell.
No, not him. Close. I can't even think of his... I get him confused, but anyways... Is it Logan Paul, the fucking Vine piece of shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways, he has a brother, Jake Paul.
Uh-huh.
That motherfucker just released a rap track. Like, yeah, because
he was on a billboard outside of our apartment.
Was he?
Remember when we walked
Was
home?
That him?
That was him.
Why didn't we fight him? If you would have told me that, I would have punched him in the fucking face.
He wasn't there. It looked like somebody put a billboard up of him and was waiting to like make a video of showing it to him. Because remember, there was the cats outside hanging out with a drone.
Yeah, billboard. Okay, I thought you meant that was him.
That was the older brother was on it, though. I don't know which one's the older. Jake is the younger. He's on, like, Nickelodeon or something.
Well, he was on the Disney Channel.
Shitbirds. Disney Channel.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, he released a fucking fucking rap track. Also, apparently...
I thought the older one had a rap thing. Probably. Where he, like, I don't shit know. On his brother or something.
I don't know, man. They're fucking
like half
trash.
See most shit just in the Discover thing on Instagram.
They're fucking trash. But yeah, apparently he lives in West Hollywood and, like...
Vine on Vine.
Yeah, I believe that. Apparently people have been calling the cops on him because he just throws these like fucking rager parties and
fuck
shit.
Him.
These
fuck.
Sam rager parties.
Oof. I'd go to that party.
Yeah, it's a sweetheart party.
I wouldn't
party.
Call the cops on that. It's
no, fuck no.
Coke and a smile
cops
party.
And be like, hey, I've never been happier in my life.
Hey, cops, get in here.
Yeah.
You want to smile? Stop beating the blacks and start laying down snacks. Munching on snacks.
Yes.
Snatch.
Yes.
The movie. We're watching Snatch, eating snacks.
I didn't finish that. Was
licking
it good?
Pussy. What? Snatch?
It's good,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I love
I didn't
that
finish
movie.
It. I didn't finish it.
That's a weird one not to finish. You know what's funny is I'm learning
about
you.
I didn't finish
you.
It because I was in like high school.
Okay.
We tried to watch it when I was in a hotel room at a hockey tournament.
Woody is going to be so disappointed in you.
And the reason we didn't finish it because there was no boobies.
That's a sad.
I know. I wasn't me. I wasn't controlling the remote control.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that didn't even make me.
That didn't even make me come.
Yeah,
not even hard. So should we introduce ourselves?
Hello and welcome everybody to another fan-cagulous, bagulous episode of House Sadness the podcast with your boy OG Jacob Kuban in the house.
Yeah.
With the one, the only,
it was me.
Oh, wait, that was what my intro was going to be.
Oh, was it?
Not
that.
That
wasn't even mine, no.
It was the...
I was going to be... I got one for
you. What's yours? Do yours.
Okay, mine is Casey. Yeah, I'll jack a dog off. Stoddard.
Ooh.
Which ties into something else.
Put on the lipstick.
We'll put a pin in that, and I was going to be like, Jacob, Pardon the USA is a good song. According to a note in my phone at 1:30 a.m. on this past Saturday.
Oh, you wrote it down.
Yeah, I did.
I do like that song.
I was appalled.
I forgot that you wrote that. Was that on Saturday?
Yeah. Well, technically Sunday, but yeah. That was after darts.
Darts.
Yeah.
Farting darts.
I hate darting.
Oh, who invented darting? I hate darting.
Oh, what? We're all just standing around. We're Homo sapiens eating and making technology, and we're still just darting ass out of our butts.
This is fucking stupid.
I'm a Christian.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, I shit places, bro.
Me too.
Don't make this be one of them.
I was going to say, speaking of reading headlines and not clicking on information, did you see that thing with the fucking Robert Pattinson earlier this week?
The dog, the jerk-off dog
thing? You saw that?
Yeah, is that real?
Well, okay.
I saw, it was like, I can't believe anything online anymore.
No. Apparently he said it, but it was a joke. And then I didn't read it, so in my mind, this is what happened.
Okay, but let's say what it was for people listening that didn't see the thing.
It was like a
fake BuzzFeed Facebook ad article thing.
Yeah.
No. Where it just shows like a picture and then the headline and then like a little bit of copy underneath.
Yeah, and he says,
quote,
Robert Pattinson, I would never jack a dog off.
No, it was like PETA applauds Robert Pattinson for not masturbating a dog.
Yeah.
And then above it, it said, like, quoted Robert Pattinson saying, the director was just like, come on, man, just do it for real. Don't be such a pussy.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought in my mind it was like, I read a tweet where someone was like, someone asked him, like, what was the weirdest thing you've ever been asked to do in an audition? And then that was his response.
Well, he could have said that still. Yeah, he could have said, a director asked me to jerk a dog off and then was like, come on, man, just do it for real. Don't be such a pussy.
You know why I would do it?
Because you like?
No, because I want to be in fucking Van Wilder.
Oof. Yeah.
Right?
Filling them
donuts. Yeah.
Dog nuts.
Yeah.
Wow, I just put that together.
Big ass dog nuts.
That's the first time that a donut was filled with dog nuts.
Yeah. He's got some big ass. Those dog nuts were so big they were floating in the jacuzzi.
That movie was a career maker.
The black dude from The Real World. Was his name Terrell?
Was that him?
Yeah. I think his name was Terrell.
Yeah, he was an MTV dude for real. I thought he was Cisco's fetus.
Yeah, he's like a skinny Cisco.
He came off a Cisco.
Yeah,
they cut him off at birth. That made a lot of careers. That movie, Van Wilder, based on
the old Burt Kreischer.
Yeah,
right? Apparently
neat.
Burt Kreischer once told me I was hard to talk to.
Oh yeah,
and I don't disagree.
I disagree. Listen to the cast.
I disagree.
We get along just gay,
do we?
But he's gay.
This is how it's done in Orange County.
Now that's...
I mean, your boobs are huge.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I want to squeeze them.
Can I find the one I'm looking for?
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
They all have names on them. You just got to read.
I can't read fast enough. Talk.
Oh, okay. Welcome, everybody, to another fantagulous, fagulous episode of How Sadness, the podcast. I think we introduced this already once, but we got right into some stuff.
Where is it?
And I already forgot. What are you looking for, bud?
Oh, I hate your stuff like that.
Give me a hint.
Hot Tracks.
Hot Tracks. No clue what you're talking about.
Still?
Nope.
It's a newer one. I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, here it is. Come hotter just because. That's not it, is it? Tell me off mic. Oh, there she is, right there.
Oh, my goodness, that dude
is right
gay.
In front of my dick. That's why I didn't see it.
It's right on top of the one you love so much.
On the old tippy top of my dick. I'm sorry, everybody.
Getting in that pussy hole.
Here's the other one right next
to her. That dude is gay.
I was looking on this side because like that's where the other newer ones are.
It shouldn't be blue. None of this should be blue. Let me tell you this. I paid for several soundboard apps.
Yeah.
And I found they're all decent. They're all pretty good, but loading the shit on there is a pain in the balls.
Oh, I imagine.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It really is not fun.
We gotta like talk to some like professionals.
I just want someone who's because none of this shit looks good. None of the soundboards look good.
Yeah. When you get a sound engineer.
It honestly doesn't seem like it'd be hard because you can download free soundboards of like Vine soundboards for people.
Oh,
and like
my God.
Shit like that. Yeah. Like I thought I had that one. Maybe I don't.
I think I had that one on my iPad. I remember fucking like people going to E-Balm's World and downloading soundboards and like they would try to do like prank calls and shit and it was fucking trash.
I would go to M-Balm's World.
Yeah? Why?
Mm-hmm. It was a mortuary porno site.
Oh, how were your lips though?
Embalmed. They were.
I got it the second time. Embalmed. I didn't get it the first time.
All right, all right.
I almost studied to be a mortician.
Dude, I wanted to do a documentary on mortuaries. On your neighbor.
Yeah, we used to play hide and go seek in his fucking funeral home.
What?
Yeah, dude, we could never go in the basement. I went in the goddamn basement. I ain't a fucking pussy, you know?
What'd you do? Did you light?
I learned it by watching you.
You light your weed cigarettes on the incinerator?
I did. Ooh. Right off a fucking dead tit. You know?
A dead fiery tit.
I did take a cadaver.
Those are the first things to burn, I bet, if you have big fat titters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think they're most flammable. They're all dried up, you know?
I thought they were full of milk.
Full of fuel.
No. Full of fuel.
Yeah. No, that guy, I took a fucking cadaver class in college.
Were you cut one open?
No, we just had to look at it and then be like, they're like, what body part's this? But yeah,
he just pointed at the dick every single time.
No, legit, my professor did put his
finger
in
his ass.
Pretty much, it was like you put it in the lower intestines. Was like just like fingering the guy's butthole, and I was like, "Come on, man, that's like someone's."
He's like, "Watch my finger. It's the journey of poo."
This is what I'm gonna do to you later. It's like, hey, buddy. Yeah, dude, formaldehyde. My Uncle Bud stinks. Did that.
Oh,
man.
Does it,
dude? It would like I would go home and then take a shower and then wash my clothes immediately. Like, ooh, it fucking smelled so bad.
You didn't have to if you went back to that skunk room you were living in.
No, that was junior or in senior year. This was sophomore year when I was. I lived in Murray.
I lived in Murray.
Fry.
I didn't have a lot of friends. I didn't visit people.
No, I lived with three roommates that I ended up hating. One of them doesn't believe in actually, two of them don't believe in evolution.
Ooh, it's a flat earth, baby girl. Ooh, that sounds great.
Yeah, my wife.
That was his cornhole.
Thank you.
Uncorned.
Uncorned.
Uncorned husked hole. All right.
Something takes a part of Brie.
Was coming on some toast.
There we go.
I don't know why I didn't do that last time.
Comatose, yeah. Oh, we were going to talk about the hot wings and the fucking queso.
Oh, my God,
I was going to say, I feel like we had more to ramble about.
All right, well, I think this is how these are going to go, is it's going to be like, one will be an hour, and one will be an hour and a half.
One will be 9 hours.
And one will be
11
hours. I want to.
I don't know what that was.
It's a new squeakquel to 127 hours. It's 9/11 hours.
Oh, interesting.
It's just a plane an hour.
Yeah. You think you can titty fuck the Twin Towers?
Show me the tweets.
I like that. Eat some twins, and then it's just fucking.
Oh my God!
That would be the Al Qaeda video. Is they just go eat some twins, and then the planes just crash into the towers.
Oh boy!
Oh, ooh, man!
Man, I thought this did 9/11 was bad.
Oh, call your congressman, please, and tell them to take us off the air.
Tell them to show me the tweens.
Show me the pussy.
I wonder if that's what George Bush said when they were like, "It's done, George. Mission accomplished." And he said, "Show me the tweens." And they're like, "We can't. You just bombed them."
Oh, man.
Conspiracy theory.
Oh, I heard a really fucked up conspiracy theory. There's kind of like some legitimate. I can't say the word because I'm gay. Limitlessness to it.
Oh.
Bradley Cooper told me. No.
Mm.
Legitimateness.
See? You got it. Legitimacy.
Yes, that's what it was. I can't talk. Because I'm gay.
Jizzy.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Jizzy McQuire.
Mm.
There's a group. It was kind of, it's probably not disbanded, but they found, some like politicians. The ones that were caught were these politicians, but there's this group of elites in like the South. I think it was Georgia. Yeah. Anyways. It was kind of what they, we're like kind of going after in like season two of True Detective, where they go to that party and like they get like the prostitutes and they get them all high and shit, and like it's just like a big fuck fest.
Okay,
but like it's like the upper elites, but it's just like it's like a fuck fest, but like with like kids and
Rugrats.
Teenagers, yeah, Rugrats,
Nickelodeon sponsored,
yeah. Angelica.
Eyes wide open.
And one of the rumored guests of that party was George Bush, and one of the guys claims that he watched another guy blow George Bush, but, you know, it's just a conspiracy.
Gack attack.
Yeah. There's some fucking green slime for you.
Yeah, there's a little bit of phloem.
Yeah.
Phloem. It's dirty, and it's wordy, and it's George W. Birdie. Phloem.
FEMA camps. Yeah.
Anyways. Careful.
We're going to get fucking like reprimanded after this one.
Yeah. Somebody's knocking on the door already.
Let's cut this part up.
No.
That's fine. No.
Well, speaking of Show Me the Tweens.
Speaking of George Bush getting a blowjob from an underage kid.
While the Twin Towers explode.
while your titty fucking the Twin Towers.
Oh, no.
Is it that time of the... No, we're talking about hot wings now. Hot wings.
Oh, man.
Hot trash.
Should we just do...
I learned it by watching you.
Another episode after this and talk about some more of the intro shit on that one?
Intro shit?
Yeah. We got the hot
wings. Oh, you
want to
do
stuff.
Three in one night?
Might as well.
I got to get to bed, man.
Yeah? Well, we'll keep it here then.
Yeah,
we'll
it's
talk.
Like nine.
I ate like 2 pounds of hot wings today. And I'll tell you, not a lot of people will probably agree with me, but my favorite hot wings... They're called Wingzings.
Okay.
Wingzings. You can find them at some places. If you're in Grand Rapids, go to New York Fried Chicken and order their hot wings.
Okay.
Usually when you order those, it's a little... The thing is, it's a little rough because some places, they call them hot wings, but it's the dry crisp.
Yep.
So they're crispy as fuck.
Ooh.
But they got the spice on them still.
I like that.
Really, really good. But if you, New York Fried Chicken has them hot wings, they're not wet. I like my wings like I like my mother. Bone dry.
You got it.
Bone dry and crispy.
Ugh.
And on my face.
Me too.
But they're amazing. And I just found out that place that I passed by on my way home from work every day, Pavilions, they have them.
Oh, yeah?
And they call them Wingzings.
So are they good?
Legit. It tasted... I got 2 pounds of them today, I'll tell you. Usually don't go 2 pounds heavy. But
2 pound knees weak, 2 pounds is heavy. There's wings on the sweater already. His mom's dry pussy.
Hey, there it is. Bringing it back.
Sure.
But I used to be able to get them at Ralph's, and they're just, it's hard because they don't make enough. And this one, they had like 2 batches full, which was great.
Yeah.
But it tasted like they made them in the same oil they made some fish in.
Don't like the old fish oil?
I don't like fish. Not a fan. Fan of fish.
Yeah.
I like the squish.
Yeah.
I don't like fish.
Yeah.
How
do you feel about moving on?
Trish. It's my mom.
I was going to say something stupid, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Keep going. I was saying moving on to myself.
Yeah, but if you get a chance, try the Wingzings out. You can only buy them if you're a big store or a place of business. I've tried to find them. Tyson Chicken, I think. Is what it is.
I like Tyson Chicken. They got some good shit.
Walmart used to sell them by the bag. Wingzings.
Yeah, dogs.
I am sweaty. Touched my body. That was a mistake.
I can see you glistening over there.
Boy, am I glistening.
Someone's glistening for a fistening.
Oh. I'm listening.
Call us the glistening. Detroit Fistinins.
What?
You know the Detroit Pistons?
Oh.
But Fistins. Yeah, Detroit.
You could have said Fistins instead of Fistinins.
I know, but I was like, who cares?
I tried to make too many things happen.
I tried to go for the rhyme. Yeah.
I tried to have triplets, and all that came out was a potato.
Sure. Potato.
One baked potato. You say potato, I say abortion.
That was way better than I was going to say.
Now that's a baked potato.
Ooh, hot dog. I used to get like a bunch of Tyson chicken, but they would always have like recalls for like E. coli and shit or whatever. You know, so.
Maybe that's what fucks my guts up. Well, that's the thing is I fucked 2 pounds of hot wings in
that's
the butt
a lot
today.
Of shit, yeah.
And they're about to fuck me in the butt tomorrow.
Yeah. And then after that, we both made the mistake. We fucked our own asses.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Chipotle fan.
Yeah, I just get it because it's on the fucking corner.
Yeah. We live right next to a Chipotle, pretty much, which is easy. I'm not good at Chipotle or the other. What's the other?
Qdoba?
Qdoba. I'm not
good
at that either.
I like Qdoba. Qdoba's way better.
I'm a simple burrito man.
Yeah.
Well, I like meat and cheese, and that's it.
Oh, yeah. You can get that at, if you did that, I would get it at Qdoba because you can get the melted cheese.
Yeah.
Their quesos. the shit, and they don't charge you for fucking pussy.
Oh, Qdoba.
Qdoba, yeah.
Yeah, because Chipotle has a limited time
I think
queso.
It's only out here because, like, they, they call it SoCal queso.
Really?
Yeah, dude. It was...
it's shit. The picture, it is not advertised no me gusta. At all. It's not good. It's gritty.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, it's seriously, I just made deviled eggs recently because I'm a fucking weirdo and I'm trying new shit. The deviled eggs were good. You got to try one of this. Made this. Made it with read a bunch of
semen and love and
cum, love and tears. Well, love is semen to me. Whenever someone's like, I made this with love, sweat and blood, and I'm like, well, my love and blood usually comes out together.
Yeah.
And then the tears drip on top of it. That's how I like my ramen.
Crying while you're taking the shit.
Crying while I'm shitting out of my dick.
Shitting out of my dad's dick. Okay. Alright, sorry.
But their queso sucks. It's gritty and it's gay and
You got 8 ounces,
I
got right?
I dipped like 4 or 5 chips in it and
chips
gave
are
up.
Good, though.
The chips were really good actually. I liked them. But I also shouldn't have gotten it after 2 pounds of hot wings. I'm feeling a little heavy right now.
Yeah. I finished mine because, you know, I dug my own grave. I might as well fuck it, you know.
Hey.
So
necrophilia
or necromancer.
Necrohomo.
Know. It wasn't good. The texture was, it was like legit. Like, I've never had grits, but like it was like oatmeal.
It was like a blended oatmeal.
Like
it was, that's what I was gonna say, is it was like the inside of a deviled egg.
Yeah. Okay.
There's still that little bit of grit in there.
It just felt undercooked, I guess.
Queso is supposed to be liquidy, but not so liquidy that it doesn't stick to the chip.
Yeah, they definitely fucked up the viscosity to that chip. It was fucking like
Buffalo Wild Wings does it real well.
They got it. They got it down. And that shit gives you diarrhea.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, you were there that one day.
Ooh, when you had it?
Yeah.
You got a bad one day.
No. Oh, that was the nachos, my bad.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're in the fucking liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
We used to get queso all the time after Grins. Yeah. Their happy hour is pretty legit.
I agree.
So if you're still in Grand Rapids after Grins, go to B-Dubs down the street. They got fried pickles on that happy hour now, too, and their fried pickles are dope.
Fried pickles are good, yeah.
Yeah. We'll give them that. Those will grease out your cornhole.
Yeah.
Pickle hole. speaking of pickle holes, I got a couple of people that I've heard.
Oh, who?
A little dirty dick birdie told me.
Yeah?
That they...
A tweet? I wouldn't... fuck you. They wouldn't fuck you. Cock-a-doodle-dude.
No.
Yeah.
They wouldn't
fuck us.
Wow. Why?
I don't know. We're about to find out.
I'm going to call their fucking parents.
I'm going to call
Michael Burden. Tell him he's a fucking great person.
Oh, Bird. Tweet. He's the bird who told us. Yeah. Now, that's someone who should.
A dirty bird told me.
That fucking.
Anyways.
Sack of shit.
Can you see this visual bit where I'm holding up my notebook upside down? It's hilarious.
He's doing it right in front of me, you guys.
No,
I couldn't tell it was upside down because he had the back to me. Just like how he's always presenting himself to me.
Well, you know.
he knows how much I like corn. Off the cob. In his ass. Out of his butt.
And. My mom.
I dropped the screw in the tuna.
So good.
That's a euphemism for fucking.
Is it?
Now it is.
Oh.
Because you're like, hey, Kuban, what'd you get up to last Saturday? And you're like, well, I went on a date with this girl and we hit it off pretty well. She came back to my place and
I dropped the screw in the tuna.
Boom.
Yeah, and you're usually crying after sex, so it's
I did it. It was an accident.
I meant to fuck her in the ass.
Oh, that been there, sister.
We got it. We're 25.
I know. We got to move on.
Wouldn't fuck me, Steve.
I'll lead with the shit. Fucking the half ass wouldn't fuck me. Linda Carter, the old wonder woman.
Ooh.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if blah blah blah. I don't know, Linda Farter.
Wait.
Yep.
That's like you yada yada.
Yeah, let's
in
move
Seinfeld.
On. Trust me, the next one's great though.
Okay, all right.
But yeah,
we're moving on.
I couldn't think of anything for.
All right,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, she wouldn't fuck you. That's the main part.
I know. Even now.
Blah, blah, blah. Linda Farter.
Linda Farter.
Allie Farter.
That's a good one.
All right. This one, fuck me here, is Lola Bunny.
Oh, interesting.
And
from
she
the
went,
old Space Jam?
From Space Jam and Looney Tunes.
Oh, okay.
She was in the Looney Tunes after Space Jam, though, I think. Oh, I don't think she showed
really
up beforehand.
Looney Tunes.
I love early Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
They showed that one clip.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
dark, man,
like,
and they're
yeah,
funny.
Yeah,
they showed that clip at New Beverly before Okja.
Yeah.
That was sweet. It's really funny. I have all the Golden Ages Looney Tunes. We should watch
yeah?
them. They're super fun, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Lola Bunny, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I never called her doll.
Oh.
That's from Space Jam.
Okay.
Lola Bunny, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if my dick was a carrot.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was a rabbit.
Yeah?
The vibrator.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard that's good. I got one.
Uh-huh.
Do you have more?
I have a ton more.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five more.
Okay.
So
can I say mine?
I hope you don't step on one of mine.
I think I'm going to.
Step on your gay dad's nuts. Go for it.
No, you go first.
You go.
You want me to?
Yep.
Even if she was munching on the carrot and she's like, hey, what's up, cock? And it was.
There
I
you go.
I stepped on it.
No, you didn't.
I didn't step
no,
on it.
No, there
oh,
you go.
My asshole yeah. is full of cum.
Oh, wait. You sort of might have.
Me so sorry.
No, you didn't. But mine's different. But it's there's a premise. I'll do it last.
Okay, yeah.
Lola Bunny.
I ruined my life.
Lola Bunny wouldn't fuck me. Yeah. Not even if I promised not to give her a yeaster infection.
Oh, there you go. I like
yeaster
that. Yeah.
Yeaster bunny.
Yeah.
Lola Bunny wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I sprayed her down with my Space Jam.
Hmm. Face jam.
Face jam.
There you go.
There you go. I like yeah. that better. Not like even if I blasted out some face jam.
Not into that face fucking.
No, me neither. I'm not into coming on faces either.
I haven't done it.
I've never done it.
I had it offered to me one time and I couldn't come.
I had someone offer it to me that I'd already had a discussion with that said she didn't want someone to come on her face.
Really?
And then was like, but I would let you come on my face. And I'm like,
oh, that was nice.
I was like, that's very nice of you, but yeah. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And so then, but we were having sex and I was like, where should I come? And she was like, do you want to come on my face? And I was like, no, I don't. I don't want to, I don't know. I don't want to, I'm a big face person.
Yeah.
Like I like asses too, and I like pussy and breasts and everything. But like if I come on those, they don't look back at me.
Like, they don't look at you different, like with their eyes closed until you're cleaned up. Yeah.
If I come on your tits, one doesn't barely open after I come on it and look at me all wonky, dead eyed.
I could do it. I'm just worried about the hair.
I don't want to. I just don't want to come on a face. I don't want to. It's like PETA. They don't want to eat something with a face. I don't want to come on something with a face.
Yeah. I don't want to come on food and eat it either. You know.
No, me neither. That's a good point. I don't like food and cum.
Yeah.
Lola Bunny. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I went hopping down her bunny trail.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good one.
Little bunny foo foo. Wait, was that what it is? Little Peter Cottontail. Went hopping down the bunny trail, picking up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Yep.
That's what it
the
was.
The rabbits. I want to pet the rabbits.
The rabbits. Oh, that could have been a good one.
Lenny.
Lola Bunny wouldn't fuck me, not even if she was Lolita Bunny and I would hump her. Like Lolita, the book.
I didn't read it or watch the movie.
Yeah, I just learned about it because of this.
Yeah.
But the dad's name was Humbert.
Interesting.
So Humper. So it's a really good joke.
Who wrote the book? I feel like I've heard of it.
I don't know.
Because I know Kubrick did the movie.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh. He did a movie called Lolita.
Okay. I don't know. But something about like a 12-year-old girl and her stepdad having sexual relations and then going around the world fucking each other.
Oh, Vladimir Nabokov. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. So Vladimir to jack off.
Yeah, exactly.
That book is making me do.
Hey-o.
Hey.
I'll give you some USS. Are you going to the mall later so I can come on your face? Lolita. All right.
Mr. Mean Her.
Mr.
All right, last one. Lola Bunny wouldn't fuck me, not even if my dick was what's up, Doc.
Hey.
Hard cock.
Yeah.
All right. You didn't ruin it. See?
I did. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't. All right. Who's your next one? That one took me 8 minutes.
I'll kill myself.
Oh, I'll be right behind you. I'll choke on your blood out of your wrists.
That's good.
That's what they should have done. Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
Fuck poison.
Yeah.
Drown in the blood of your suicided companion.
That's a great... Jeselnik has that great joke. Oh, he's amazing.
It's a good one.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite jokes. So this next wouldn't fuck me is the girl who deep-throated SpongeBob on the World Star video.
Oh, she had to be like 13 years old.
No.
Yeah, she was
no,
young.
She wasn't.
Ooh, bro, she was sucking SpongeBob's dick.
Well, I'm not even going to do this anymore.
No, keep doing it. I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with
you. She was of age.
I just did the Lolita thing.
I know. She was 12. I'm kidding. No, sorry.
And it was a bunny.
Yeah. And it,
if she was of age, she'd be called Lola Rabbit.
Yeah.
That's something we should talk about.
Honey bunnies, yeah.
Let's not talk about it.
No.
I gave her my face jam.
Yeah, I gotta go pee.
Sorry.
No, it's good. The girl who deep-throated SpongeBob in that World Star video wouldn't fuck me, not even if I lived in a pineapple under her pussy.
Oh, baby!
Suck my ass!
Oh, that's really good. I like that a lot.
Call my dad. Don't call him.
Not even if you licked her Patrick Starfish.
Hey, there we go. And hot dog flavored. I gave her some hot dog flavored
water.
Gave her
some hot dog flavored face jam.
God damn it.
Your mic went out.
Yeah, my mic's down. Uh-oh. Is it back? No, it's not back.
Oh, good.
Oh, no.
God damn it.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Also, just popped a zit really close to my lip.
Oh, did you?
And I'm a little self-conscious about it. So don't look at my lip. What was that one? Oh, this one. This was the one I liked. You want to hop in after this?
Go for it. And we're back.
Yeah.
After some technical fisticuffs.
Yes.
Got a couple of dope new mics, and one of them, I'm sure you guys heard us.
Real Mike Epps.
Yeah,
piece of shit.
Oh, sorry. No. Shots fired. But we were having problems with the last couple episodes, and thought maybe if we put it on a different stand, because I touch my dick so much,
it
offends the mic and turned it off.
And I'm a mannequin, and I don't move.
He doesn't move, but it just cut out with him not even touching it. But we're talking about SpongeBob getting his cock sucked.
Yeah, I think we got that, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And
you're up next, right?
If you guys ever get the chance or somehow
there we go,
find it, we were watching some, like, what was it?
World Star Comps.
World Star Comps, but they were the adults.
The After Dark.
After Dark World Star Comps, which is funny because it's all dark.
Yeah.
World Star Comps. but...
I know.
One of them, I think it just started off with it.
Did it? They're all really aggressive. One of them, legit, we just watched a girl pee into a guy's mouth.
And oh my God.
He was
waiting for it.
No.
Like a drinking fountain. He made
She was pissing.
Pissing.
In his
just
mouth.
Just peeing in his mouth.
Yeah, no squirting.
And he was like, like did the pinky out.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Make seven up yours.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
But if you get a chance, accidentally watch one of these World Star After Dark comps and you'll see this fat white girl just deep throat this strap on. She put on a huge SpongeBob plush doll.
Yeah.
It's aggressive. It has not left my brain at all. It made me so sexually confused.
Yeah.
I can't come on sponges anymore. It's fucked me up.
Yeah, I don't know what to wash my dick with anymore, you know? Sponge bath.
Mm.
I don't know. I just tried to redo your joke. Anyways,
no,
what do you got? What do you got, cocky?
So here's my last one. Fuck me here.
Cunt.
You cocky cunt.
I like it.
Here's this... oh, man.
Oh, my wife.
Here's this middle school girl.
Oh.
And she... she wouldn't fuck me, not even if... I passed a note.
Okay.
And it said, would you fuck me? Circle yes or no.
Maybe.
And then
maybe
she just circled, she just called the police instead.
Oh, that was good of her.
The band, the police, you know.
Ooh, good
Roxanne.
Job. Roxanne.
Damn gay.
Would you fuck me in the red light? You know?
I know. I like it. Oh, I got to get over being pissed at this mic that I got to return. Fine. No, I fucking hate returning shit so much.
We got a while. We're having
fun. Lick my balls. Yeah. Say that all the time.
Pickle right. Rick.
I think we just need... Ooh, Pickle Rick was good. I like that. I like this new season. It's fun. That first one was a lot of fun. Yeah. But I got to take a shit. Just real quick. I liked that a lot.
Apparently, Dan Harmon just riffed that whole cold opening. And then they left and they tried to like... Then he left for like a couple days. And they tried to like rewrite it. And they're like, nah, it's...
What cold open?
The Pickle Rick one.
Oh, really? Where he's just talking about how he turned himself into a pickle?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, they're like, Dan kind of like riffed that, and then like, we're like, should we change it? And they're like, I don't think we should change it, but like, then that's how they like, that's
make
how
an episode
they,
off of it?
Yeah, 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 because like, oh, what if we like kind of run with it?
And that's great.
But yeah, they're like, he pretty much just riffed it, and we just kept it, because well, it was so good.
Well, that's funny, because I saw a lot of stuff online where people are like, yeah, it started a little slow, but then it really kicked in.
I fucking loved it.
It was fucking hilarious from the beginning. It was so weird.
Flip me over, it'd be great.
I'm a pickle, yeah, flip me over, you don't even know, like, come on.
I'm a pickle.
Pickle Rick. It's so good.
That show fucking
it's
is
funny. It's good.
It kills me.
It's really good. Yeah. It's also it's good to see shit like that too, where it's so popular but it doesn't change.
Yeah,
like because that's something that always freaks me out. You think about like show business, like what would happen? Oh, yeah. You're writing a show and you write, you know, you say we write a season of a show and we're writing it while we're sweating and gay and blowing each other and everything, and then it does really well, and then you write a second season where you're still not super popular. And so it still comes out really gay and blowy, but then the third season, and you're like, fuck, like, you know how popular it is, and you're like, the show? Like, that's crazy. Yeah. And then to be able to stay that same, that's really cool. Yeah.
It's on the perfect network, because they, like, took, like, a whole year to, like, make this third season. Like, there's no, like, they're not, Adult Swim's not going to rush them to... You know, just to like, just to keep them. Like, oh, we need this season now to stay relevant. Like, well, no, they're gonna let them fucking do it.
So, and look at Harmon's track record. Like, you want to rush him or push him? He'll come out. He'll pop out of it, or someone will kick him out of it.
Yeah,
something will happen.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. But
I think we need to take a quick break. Trying to run away to the underground train, but we got to break some ankles here for a second.
And we'll never come back.
Was that about slavery, that song?
No, I don't know. I think it was a 90s
underground
song.
Underground train never going black. Oh, it's only going black.
Yeah.
Underground train Harriet Sack.
Tubman.
Yeah. Tubman. All right, we're going to take a quick break of 30 seconds of my favorite sport.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to 30 seconds of Tennis Grunts, everybody. So take a quick break.
Yeah.
Intense. Yeah, John McEnroe
and Sally Fields. Oh no. And Andy Roddick.
If you can hear that
Andy Erotic Fiction.
Ooh, there you go. That wasn't even 50 Love, that was 69 Come. That first one is so aggressive. Yeah. If you could believe that Penis Williams.
What is it? In fucking I can't think of the guy's first name, but Dejoka bitch. You know? I can't think of the guy's name, but his last name is like Dejokovic.
Oh,
you know, Dejoka bitch.
Was it Penis and Vagina
Vaginas?
Penis and Vaginas Williams.
Okay, we get it.
All right. penis.
Vaginas.
Penis and Vaginas Williams.
So funny to me.
Oh, their dad must be proud. All right, I'm sorry. Oh, I really
know who that is.
Really love that. No, I just searched loud sex. I don't know. I started getting really paranoid about searching stuff.
Yeah.
I use Google Chrome for all my porn. And then use Safari for all my other internet stuff.
Oh, I use the old Firefox.
I don't need to.
Incognito mode.
AIDS!
Google Chrome has incognito, but apparently they say that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I know. Everything we're all is searched. Fucked, dude. It doesn't matter. I don't know. Everyone knows everything I'm doing and we're doing. Yeah. But
speaking of farts,
speaking of Penis Williams, we're gonna bring back a bit called From First to Last.
Yep,
originally called Virgin Suicides,
yeah.
Which I also like, but it doesn't make sense now that we do the last.
Yeah,
maybe it's Virgin Suicides and Easter Cluicides.
Okay, sure.
I don't know. Like that either.
I just want First to Last because it's a fucking emo band.
Oh yeah, okay.
But
fuck,
now it's that dude.
Why...
Now that dude's Skrillex. So who cares?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
From First to Last, we're going to be talking about our firsts of something and the last time. So right now we're going to be talking about porn. Our pornos.
Sure. Well, yeah.
Anything. So I think we're starting a little late. This one's going to be another long episode. I think.
Yeah,
so
probably.
Fuckle up.
Fuckle up, butternuts.
Fuckle up, Penis Williams.
Yeah.
But yeah, first porn you remember seeing. Do you want to start or?
Well, videos.
Yeah, video killed the radio star.
It did, and the porn star. I didn't have the internet until I was in college at my house. So I would have to go over to friends' houses.
Yeah.
And to watch porn, but like then it was just me and my buddy watching porn, be like, that was cool, right? And they're like, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, it was so weird. Like, I have a couple memories of like downloading porn off Kazaa.
Yeah, that's exactly
but it wasn't even porn, it was like fat tits car wash.
Yes. It was always like
and it'd be like some girl with huge cans that's just like smashing them on a windshield with sudsy bubs.
Yeah. I remember because like I would go to my buddy's house down the street, and like he was like, "Oh, my brother's got porn," and like we would watch him. Like it was like I remember it, like the porn being really weird and like this is
we're seeing too much storyline.
No. Like legit. Like the porn would be like girls just stuffing like Coke bottles up their pussies. Like I was like, oh, this isn't like attractive. Or like I remember
what porn was he getting?
I don't know. That was a thing. Like
he got it from Joaquin Phoenix in 8mm.
Oh yeah, there you go.
That's where he got it. He's the old snuff.
Yeah, the old Dickless Cage. Yeah,
not snuff. He got the old Coca-Cola porn.
Yeah, and I remember like I was like, this isn't cool. Then like I remember the one I remember specifically was a guy jacking
stuff
off.
Porn. Stuffing it up their pussies.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, exactly.
I was trying to think of something.
Fucking get some packing peanuts over there for the way to handle it with care, you know?
There you go.
Handle it with Nair because they were not hairless, actually.
Oh.
But yeah, I remember a lot of fat, hairy vaginas with stuff getting jammed up in them, and I'm like, I don't like this.
This isn't Christmas. These aren't stockings.
These are not some stocking stuffers that I want. I don't even want these stocking stofers, you know? Put that lasagna back in. I don't want it, you know? Take it back to the fucking store.
Hey, this is a family meal.
Yeah, no.
This is X-rated, not a family meal.
Yeah, and then I remember we tried to watch one, and it was just a guy jacking off while another guy hit him in the nuts with a nightstick. And we're like,
where the fuck was he getting this porn?
It was his brother's. And we're like, he's like, yeah, my brother's weird. And I was like, yeah, I think he's really fucking weird. And so then we would download...
one time I caught him practicing nooses. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, it's because he jerks off while he hangs himself.
Yeah, and the clarinet. It was fucking horrible, you know? Yeah. Yeah, it was fucking...
Hey, don't go in his room when he's like...
Guys, I'm downloading weird porn. I got this one where
was it VHSs or was it just downloaded porn?
It was just on the computer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me give him benefit of the doubt real quick because... Okay. I remember back in the day, like Kazaa and LimeWire, where you would down. I remember legitimately trying to download Spider-Man the movie,
mm-hmm.
and I got the masseuse with the Buster Keaton of porn. No, who's the big porn name?
Long John Silver.
No. Fuck, what's her name? She got all like a ton of plastics. Jenna Jameson.
I was going to say Jenna Jameson. Yeah. I was thinking of a dude, though.
Gemini Jameson.
Jenna Jameson.
When she
apparently,
didn't
huge
look,
Republican.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't really shock me, actually. But she got fuggoed Dougley.
Yep.
And
I saw her first porn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what's wild is I found a couple of porn stars from back in the day where they fuck like one guy for the most part.
Yeah. This girl that I liked for a while did that.
Gage.
Now she just doesn't do porn anymore.
Oh, really?
I don't know what she's up to, but
there's a ton of girls from back in the day. I like watching old porn I was into.
Yeah?
I'm a nostalgia porn dude.
I'm into that. I can see that. Yeah.
I have some old porn where it's like old AVIs.
Okay.
Like tiny. I'll pull them up now and my computer screen's like, what are you doing? It's like a GIF.
A literal thumbnail.
Yeah, it's like a GIF with audio.
There you go.
And and I just jizz with Naudio.
Yeah, you got more than the thumbnail. You got a whole, two thumbs now.
Yeah, hey.
I was going to say a Trent thumbnail.
What are those things called?
That was a kid I went
to
high school with. His name was Trent Thumb.
Trent Thumb.
Yeah, a Trent thumbnail. He was a big guy.
What are those things called when you sew?
Needle?
No, to make it so you don't prick your thumb.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what they're called, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Thumbnail.
Oh, the thimble.
Thimble,
yeah.
Thumbnail, thimble.
Yeah.
Fill a thimble.
Thimble.
I miss the days when I could jerk off and no cum would come out.
Yeah, Jimmy Thimble.
Jimmy. Good old Jimmy Thimble. Late night with Jimmy
Thimble.
No laughs
or cum, you know?
Hey, I'm into it.
I'm sorry, that was rude.
No, you're fine. How old were you, do you think, when you were... So we're talking about video porn.
Yeah, this was 8th grade, 9th grade, yeah. Like, and then we would download, legit porn, but, I don't know. It was just, me and a fucking buddy just watching...
Did you have dial-up even?
Yeah, he had... Oh, no, I did not have internet at all until I went to college.
So I had dial-up.
I had nothing.
Where I'd be at my dad's place on the river, and I would unplug his phone.
Yeah.
And then then he'd yell down from us, I'm fucking trying to call whatever whore I'm fucking right now. And I'm like, I'm trying to get video of it. And so for the first chunk, my porn was all audio, because that was the fastest thing to download. Yeah.
No, all I had to jack off was rap videos. Rap videos.
Oh, rap.
BET used to do a thing where at 3 a.m. they would play rap videos uncut.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like
uncircumcised.
Strip clubs.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. So yeah,
that's
just
like the
uncircumcised guys jacking off to strip club videos pretty much. No, that's
WET, WJET, Jewish Entertainment Television. It was uncircumcised videos.
Yes.
So you had booties. That's why you're a booty man.
Yeah, that's pretty much because it's just like a nostalgia thing. Just big fan. Also, I did have. you remember Chingy?
Uh-huh.
He was terrible. I had one of his CDs. I had the uncut version of his CD. You put that into your computer, you get the uncut video of his. And it's just like him at a strip club with just like huge fucking asses, just
spread cheeks.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, this'll do.
Buttholes and pussy?
Yeah, dude, that's all it was.
Wow.
Just big fat butt shaking. So
I can't get past the music. Maybe it's because I started with audio.
Oh, you just put it on mute.
Oh, yeah, that's a
good
point.
You just put it on mute and give yourself a toot.
And you just hear yourself.
Yeah. You know me.
Ding-a-ling chingy.
I like the way you do that right there. That's me.
Talking to yourself.
I like the way you do that right there. There. I like the way you coming on the chair.
Sorry.
I take you to the Holiday Inn.
I wish I was at a Holiday Inn.
No.
I was Holiday Inn. Some real vagina.
Yeah, that was pretty much like the jizz of my early days was just watching... Either really weird shit where what is this? Or
it's
just
weird.
Tame stuff.
The odd stuff. You starting with odd videos.
Well, he's like, dude, it's my brother. I'm like,
I wonder if he did that to fuck with you
weird.
Guys.
Yeah, oh, probably, because his brother was a pretty legit computer dude. So I think he did kind of fuck with us. Like, who are you going to look at my porn?
Or he was just into really weird shit.
Yeah,
hentai,
that's
maybe.
True. Yeah, I probably, man, to each his own, but
hey, that's fine.
I don't want to watch
get a pillow. Get a body pillow.
I don't want to watch another dude jack off while a guy takes a fucking like a pool cue to his goddamn nutsack.
Ooh,
you know?
It's right next to Pain Olympics.
Right ball, corner my
cornhole
pocket. You know?
Oh, cornhole pocket.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Pocket pool. There you go.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Anyways, what was your?
Well, I used to. It was all
porn fuckface.
Man, it was all. No, you're fine. It was all. I'd just grab it from wherever I could. You know, mm-hmm. I had floppy disks full of porn. It's aggressive porn too.
Floppy disk and floppy dick.
Floppy disks. I had like 8 images on there.
Yeah, how much could you hold that?
Not a lot, but yeah. I'd hide it and then I'd try to hide it wherever I could and then.
Well, you laminate it too, right?
Well, that's what here's. Yeah, I'll keep going here. Sorry. I got a lot, man. I was a horny young man.
I was a horny young man too. I just had no outlet.
No, that's well, I went out of my way to do stuff like. I'm going to digress quite a bit here.
I'm up to it,
but
I don't care.
I'm going to take a quick pause.
Pants are falling off. Sorry.
So I can get another beer.
Yeah, that's cool.
You can fix your pants.
Yeah, I got to pull these up. Yeah, after that, like...
Do you need one?
No, I don't have any left. I'm good. No, I'm all right. Yeah, man. I think that's pretty much what it was. Just fucking... I got no time to fill because I'm...
That's fine. I'll just...
You.
Oh boy.
Getting in that pussy hole.
My goodness, that dude is gay. That dude is gay.
You all need to ride down the stairs?
That's a long one. I picked a long one.
I think that collage of sound effects should be our intro.
Yeah. That'd be a good
like
one.
Like how people have intros to their podcasts, but we don't. That'd be a good one. That was art. I feel like that felt like art.
Like that was a nervous energy.
That was art. And this is fart.
I like it.
But
back to what you were saying.
Yeah, so I would get so crazy with it where I'd like I had the internet, but at my dad's place he lived on a river. So I had to like unplug the phone line to plug in. And I would use, you remember getting those AOL discs?
Nope.
I would get the AOL discs and then I would use his checkbooks to go online and you could approve a check as long as you gave the number and then the bank account.
Oh boy.
But I didn't realize what I was doing.
Did you have to pay for like?
He probably did. For you're supposed to get like a free trial with every disc.
Really?
So I just kept doing that over and over. It was when you had to pay for your Internet Explorer. And it was like
what?
Netscape or whatever and
yeah,
shit like
I remember
that.
Netscape,
you remember that?
Yeah.
So I'd pay for that and then I'd LimeWire or Kazaa some shit.
Yeah.
And then I realized how long it would take. I'd have to like unplug the phone when he would go to bed in the summer. I'd be out there for way too long. And I'd have to unplug the phone. And this is before I realized what a fucking a pussy hound and cheating piece of shit he was.
Yeah.
So he would think that his whores wouldn't call him all night, but it was
whores
because
light.
Whores light. No, whores heavy.
Whores banquet.
Whores it was a banquet of whores. But he's constantly cheating on everybody. But a piece of shit bio dad. But
yeah, my dad sucks too. It's
but
okay.
I'd unplug the phone, so he would think he'd probably think like, oh, these my dick isn't. I'm not doing great things. Whatever.
Yeah.
And but it was just because I was downloading porn.
Good for you, buddy.
But a video wouldn't finish, and I'd let it go for like 12 hours.
Yeah.
And the download wouldn't finish. And so then I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna start downloading audio.
But you would.
And I would, and then I would finish. And so I'd burn CDs. Of orgasm sound.
That's why you're a sound guy.
I'm a sound guy, yeah,
and that's why I like what I like.
Yeah, I like. I'm huge. I can skim through a porn clip, and if I don't like what I hear, I can legit. It'll be like, and I'll be like, meh, don't like it. And then I'll
don't
trash it.
Me fa sol la ti, fucking next one.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Give me the vowels. Give me the porn vowels,
like
and if I don't like it,
vowel,
I'm out.
Jack?
Yeah. Let me buy a vowel to jack me off.
Hey, oh, yeah.
But it'd be stuff where it'd be actual audio from clips of them just like coming, like crazy bitch comes like a gusher or whatever. Yeah. And I'd be like, I love gushers.
Me too.
And but then there'd also be like the really weird, like talking ones that it was almost like they knew that people were only listening, or it was supposed to be like not a dominatrix thing, but it was like, oh, I bet you're touching your cock.
Yeah,
right
I've
now.
I've
it was
seen
like
those.
Phone
those,
sex
those
without you being
ones?
Able to like yeah
I'm not
was,
into
what
those.
Are those yeah it's like encouragement porn or whatever
I bet you're jacking off right now
yeah I'm not into
you
it now
piece of shit.
It doesn't make sense now but back in the day when that's all I could get, is that was it. So what I would do is I would only get porn when I was at my dad's place, because I tried to get it my parents' computer at my ma and stepdad's place, and they knew better.
Yeah,
I knew how to like hide folders. My buddy taught me. My buddy Derek Locke taught me how to hide a folder.
Yep,
which was way more advanced, and parents knew what they were doing.
Yeah,
you know, and so they couldn't find it. But then I'd put it on a floppy disk.
Oh, there you go.
I would always do that.
Yeah,
so I could take it out of the computer and then it's gone. But then they'd find my hiding place, because apparently I found out, every time I'd leave for the weekend at my dad's place, my stepdad would
scorch the earth.
Scorch the earth. What is
that? Scour.
Scour. Thank you. Scour both my sister and I's room.
Wow, and that's fucked up.
He would throw away toys that we didn't use very often.
I'm going to beat the shit out of this fucking... his name again?
I love Mike.
Mike. Money, Mike. I'm fucking coming
for
you, bitch.
He's out here next week.
Someone's getting a swirly.
He'll actually... I think he'll be out here. He'll have already been out here. No, he'll be coming out. No,
he'll be gone.
He'll be coming. No, no. By the time this airs, he'll be coming out that Thursday.
What? Oh, he's not coming out this weekend?
No, next weekend.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm gonna fucking duck on him.
Yeah, you better
tell him to fucking watch out. But learn how to take a charge, because that motherfucker is gonna get.
He was like a bloodhound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
So he found everything. Everything I would hide, and then he had this conversation with me. Very polite, very nice, but it was like an hour ride back from Muskegon one time.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you know, porn sets unrealistic expectations. I saw you had video, you had pictures of this girl getting DP'd. He didn't say DP'd, but like, he's like, a lot of stuff that's happening in there, like, that's not what actually happens. And I was like, yeah, not unless you're a nerd, you know, like, if you're
yeah,
a nerd.
Yeah. Fuck you, Mike, yeah. You bitch.
I'm just kidding.
Why don't you learn how to fuck my mom?
No, I can't harder. Even say that, because I was a little sneak, too, and I found a bunch of shit of theirs. Ooh, boy, did I find some old journals that he wrote while he was in therapy and stuff about him fucking my mom, and found a bunch of toys they used and all this.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't. I found a lot of stuff when I was young that I wish I wouldn't have.
Spanish Inquisition of your mom's poonanner.
Yeah, pretty much. But we can talk about that on another cast. But
sure, why not? Choke me.
So, choker.
Croaker.
But, croaker. Yeah. So I would make mixtapes and jerk off to those. And then I would I would print off directions on how to eat pussy.
Oh, really?
It was a big thing. Big turn on for me was imagining eating pussy.
So instead of video game cheat codes, you were getting pussy cheat codes. Eh?
Yeah. Right, eat codes.
Eat code. There we go. Pussy eat codes.
I was getting eat codes.
Yeah, good for you, buddy.
Yeah, man. I still love eating pussy. It's like a
PlayStation or a Nintendo 64. You got that C up or triangle? What are
C
you?
C up or triangle? I go left, right, left, right. Triangle.
Yeah.
X.
Uh huh.
O face.
Ooh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Orgasm.
I was more of a Dreamcast guy.
That was a PlayStation reference, I think.
Yeah, I know. I was, yeah,
what I did.
No,
yeah.
Exactly. You completed it. I was just being,
Crash Bandicooter.
Yeah, there we go.
Crash Bandicooter.
Earthworm Jim.
My Earthworm Jim. I gotcha.
And
Bandicooter. Spyro.
GTA.
The Gonorrhea Dragon.
Yeah.
We
can buy that.
Yeah, so I would do that, but then I tried to do as much as I could where I could hide things so it wasn't on the computer, because the computer was always like, it was when it was shared. You didn't have your own computer. Yeah.
Could you at least have your own login?
No.
Oh, no.
Family login. Family login. You know, it was like it was like the family toilet.
Oh, no, I meant to push the pussy hole.
It was family toilet, family login.
My goodness, that dude is gay.
Shit, I meant to turn off. There you go.
That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted.
There it is. Yes. But it is so I would try to do stuff where I'd make collages of porn pictures.
Yeah.
I was really into this porn actress called Sky Lopez.
Okay.
I'd find a bunch of pictures of her, and I'd make a collage, and I'd print it off, and then I'd put it in a Ziploc so I could jerk off in the shower.
Yeah. You know what visual I have right now?
Please tell me, because is it me jerking off?
No, it's hotter. It's like a diamond inspector with like one of those like really like intense magnifying glasses in his eye, and he's just like looking at a sheet of like pornos, like,
oh,
that's the one. That's one.
It's like a microfilm.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like spy porn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to like pull it out of someone's molar and jerk off to it. I had to hide my porn in a molar.
Yeah.
My dad was Jason Bourne. Jason Porn.
Ooh, there we
so
go.
So I would hide that. Yeah. And so if I wanted to, if someone walked in and I was jerking off, I would bite into the cyanide capsule.
There we go.
And
yeah.
jerk myself off. And that's the best way to suicide
Take
come.
Me out. The Franz Ferdinand, the guy who tried to kill him. Well, there's like three assassins and then two of them.
Oh, shit.
Ate cyanide pills and one of them did, but he
Oh, okay.
Anyways, but yeah, sorry.
No, that's fine. I did a lot of stuff, though. Like, what was the other one? I don't know. I borrowed a video from a buddy in middle school. And
did you mislabel, or is that a joke?
Oh, no, that was real. So, yeah, well, I'll lay them out quick. I have a ton. So we'll end up talking about them in other ones, too. But I borrowed a video once from a buddy of mine, Chris Lyons. And he let me borrow a video, and I would do this thing where I got the video, and I was like, I'm going to need this for a couple weeks. And he's like, okay, really? And he's like, and I was like, yeah. He's like, all right, well, let me give it to you in a couple weeks then, because I got to give it to some other people. And I was like, okay. And the reason I needed to do that was because I wanted to set the scene. So I would start taking baths at my dad's place.
Oh,
and I would
nice.
Bring in, I had a 19-inch big tube VHS TV combo.
Oh, okay.
And I'd bring it into the bathroom with me so I could, quote, watch movies while I took a bath. So I did that for a couple weeks.
Two things that everyone does.
Yeah, yeah. And is, I mean, I guess that could have been a red flag for suicide if it was a toaster.
Yeah.
TV is what you should do. You're like,
yeah, I just want some Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to watch TV. I want a couple of toaster strudels
while
I'm bathing.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I want an electric candle in there for the mood. But I would bring that TV in. And I would just watch movies. So I would watch like Small Soldiers or something for a couple weeks. I would do that. And so then it was just like established that, oh, Jake's just a fucking retard or trying to kill himself.
Yeah.
He's bringing a TV into the bath with him. And then I get the porn tape.
Yeah.
So then I get to bring that in.
Oh, game changer.
Also bring in my headphones.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't accidentally kill myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? Because I'd be... because I wasn't in the tub. I'd be sitting on the edge of the tub. I remember this scene vividly, this lesbian scene in this hot tub, and I just went.
Yeah.
Ooh, man.
You go a little too far off to the right, and then you fucking get the headphones caught in your hand, and then you bring the whole goddamn thing down in the tub.
Oh, no. It was I set it on the toilet.
Oh, okay. That's
I put the toilet seat down.
That's responsible.
Yeah, we had women in the house, so I put the toilet seat
there
down.
There we go. Yeah, you did. You had women in your house.
I had women on the TV.
In your mouth.
In my mouth.
There we go, yeah.
So I'd sit on the edge of the tub, and apparently it ended up being a nice thing. It sat on a tennis ball at one time to jerk off.
Do you ever, you heard of Tub Girl, right?
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that. Gross. Yeah, it's real gross. Yeah. But yeah, so that was another thing I did, and then
Harriet Tub Girl.
Man, I remember we'll talk about coming for the first time. That'll be a different one.
Oh, yeah,
that's a story.
One, yeah.
That's a good story. But it was a lot of the early porn. I remember stealing porn from the trailer that my dad and I would go hunting in. And I found anytime you find like a paper bag all scrunched up, hidden somewhere. You're like, what is this? Snakes in here? No. Nope. Just tits.
Nope.
Tits just, and snatch.
Jake's come here.
Yeah. I remember one time I was so horned up. I was like, I got to go get my knife out of the trailer. It was like winter.
What the knife? This is a portal.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. I came back in the house trying to hide this bag of his porn behind my back, and he knew exactly what was happening because he watched me probably grab it. I get back in, and he goes, that's not a knife. Let's go nads and strife.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
That's you trying to come. And then he took the bag from me, though.
Wow, that's a bad dad
right
there. That
always pissed me off.
Someone called child services.
What a selfish asshole.
He won't let his son come.
Let me jerk off. You already had your turn on him. Go buy more. You have a subscription.
Yeah.
You have a prescription.
That's so crazy that people used to have a subscription to that shit.
They still
every
do.
Month.
People still
every
do.
Every gosh darn month.
Hustler still exists.
Yeah, I know.
So does Michael Bustler. He's from Grand Rapids. I don't know him very well.
I don't know who that
he's
is.
He's Jordy's friend, and we met a couple times. It just rhymes with Hustler.
I like
he's a
it.
Good
no.
guy. I don't know. Maybe
Bang Bustler, you know?
Maybe he's got a sweet, fat pussy. Bang Bustler. There you go.
That's
a good one,
that's
too.
That's a one. Bang Bus? Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't like those videos.
No, me neither.
I don't like the ones where the guys talk too much and they're mean.
No.
I don't like that mean shit.
Yeah, that exposition. And they're always fucking mean and like, look at you the bitch. Yeah, yeah.
No. Well, you don't have a bed to fuck someone on? You gotta have a. Yeah. It's gotta be on a bus. You gotta ruin my childhood. I never rode the bus. I rode the bus
actually, on the fucking magic school bus. Really, Miss Frizzle? You're gonna allow that?
You're gonna let someone fuck while you're going through my nostrils?
Yeah, it's
I'm learning about the spleen.
It's
cream in my jeans and the spleen.
Despicable.
Despicable mean.
Yeah. Fuck the goddamn minions out of my asshole.
So I have a bunch of more porn stuff, but I think we went a bit and. What is it? You done with your porn stuff?
No, just the early stuff. It was either go to a friend's house or I already talked about how I would steal porn from the recycling center.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Oh, I hate to hear stuff like that.
Oh, I love to hear stuff like
that. Y'all need to ride down the stairs?
I hate to hear stuff like that.
What I will tell you, one of my favorite things I learned was putting them in Ziplocs.
Yeah, I like that technique.
I did it with
a big shower guy. A
laminated machine. I liked the shower was the only time I would really lube it up.
Friction in there.
Lube. Yeah. You need lube in the shower.
Like what kind of? What do you use for lube?
Water based lube. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I used to steal it from Spencer's. Put it in hair gel bottles. Yips? Yeah, I'd empty out hair gel bottles. Oh, I remember I used to fuck with Vaseline for a while, and I'd just pile my hand up with Vaseline and squeeze my dick as hard as I could.
Okay.
It hurt.
Yeah, I bet.
But boy, did I come.
You got your oil changed.
Yeah,
Vaseline.
I tried to, yeah.
Good for you, buddy. Yeah, I don't know.
Oil-based lube in the shower, and then you put the head
days.
Down so it's not, the head water's down. Not hitting your, yeah, shove it up your ass, and then... You get a douche and a...
Right to class.
A douche and koosh.
Yeah. Elijah douche koosh.
Elijah douche koosh.
Yeah.
But Shia LaBouche.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about the last one. I don't know. I feel like I haven't watched porn in a while, but I don't know.
Really?
No, yeah, yeah. Like, well, I mean, like, legit porn. I
downloaded out of boredom quite a bit. Yeah. Porned them.
I just got to watch, you know, all I need is a girl... Just shaking her butt. That's good enough for me. That's all I need.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
I wish I remembered the name of this one girl that was like on E-Bomb's World.
Yeah.
That it was, her ass was insane.
Vita Guerra.
Ugh. I don't know. If I heard the name, I'd remember it. I'd get rock hard right now just thinking about it.
That's all really I need. I don't.
So your last porno, what was it?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's boring.
Usually just girls shaking their butts.
What do you jerk off to?
Girls shaking their butts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like in music videos?
No, you just like search like twerk videos.
Oh, so you YouTube jerk.
No, I don't YouTube. I mean, sometimes it comes up on the YouTube.
Oh, you just Google search it.
Yeah. Oh. Or I'll go to like X videos.
Okay.
And, like, yeah, just that. Or like, I was big into like, you heard of Czech Streets?
Yeah, CZECH.
I'm into that.
Czech Streets. It seems more real.
Oh, it's not real at all.
Not at all. It seems more real, though, just because you can't understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
You can't hear the bad acting, so you think it's real.
Oh, man. I'll tell you off mic. But, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I just... Just any clip of a girl with a fat butt, that's good enough for me.
You ever jerk off to a video of a girl with a dick fucking another girl?
No, but for a while, my buddy who I would go over to his house, he didn't know that women had vaginas.
What?
Yeah. He thought women had dicks, too. No. And so he would download a bunch of, this word, shemale.
Mm.
And we would watch it, and I was like, hey, this isn't right. And he was like, women have dicks too. And I was like, no, it's not.
And you're like, no, that's why they're called females. And,
and he's like, no, how do you, like, that's how you, like, you fuck from behind. And I was like, no, women have vaginas and, like, and it's close to the butthole and, like, this and that. And, like, yeah, no.
What?
I had to, like, give him a whole, like, sex ed thing, yeah, because he legit thought, like.
You showed him how to put a condom on with your mouth?
Well, no, with his mouth on mine. Yeah. Obviously, I'm not gay.
He was like, are you a she-male?
Yeah.
You got small tits for a she-male.
Yeah. No, that's what he thought. That's what he thought it was. But no, I don't know.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I know.
What kind of upbringing do you have to
That's what I was wondering, too. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Did he have two dads?
No, it was the same guy whose brother would
download that weird shit. Why.
Yeah.
Their mom had a cock.
Yeah.
That's what that means. You know that, right? Probably. Now we cracked the code.
We cracked the chode.
It was Colonel Fucktard. with a candlestick in your ass.
Yes, I was going to say that's candlestick, obviously.
Candlestick in your ass.
You ever heard of sounding?
Is that the whisper?
No.
What's sounding?
MSR.
MSR, okay.
Yeah, that's probably not the right word. Sounding.
MCR. My Chemical Romance.
Yes. Oh, I'm
crush me. Head first for Halos.
Okay. Sounding is when a girl, or it's a dominatrix thing, but they just shove rods up your pee hole.
It's called sounding?
Yeah, because they do different widths and stuff like that. And so it makes each rod has a different sound.
Like a tuning fork?
Yeah, exactly. That's what they hit it, and they're like, bong, and then they shut up your dick. No, because like when they shut up your dick, you're like, or like, oh, like, yeah.
Wait, is it because of the sound they make or the sound the rod makes?
No, it's the sound that's not reciprocated.
Right.
Caused by.
I was going to say, because if it's by the rod, that'd be funny if you hung out with other people that did sounding.
Can I get a tuning fork?
And you're like, I'm a B flat.
What are you?
And I'm like,
no, that's an F sharp.
I'm a D.
I'm a
D's nuts. Yeah.
No, I heard that.
Someone gets one that goes, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
What do you just drizzle your piss out? Yeah. Jesus.
This guy's shooting a candy cane out of his cup.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Merry Pissmas.
Every
single time. Ooh, boy. All right.
Yeah, what's your latest pornographer?
I watched some last night getting that.
I fell asleep. And I woke up 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
And I couldn't fall asleep. I'm sorry.
No, I watch a lot of porn.
I watch a lot of porn, too, but like I'm thinking of ones where I jack off to. I'll just get bored and be like, what's going on in the porn world? Oh, it's the same.
I usually don't. I don't think I ever dabble in porn and don't jerk off.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
That's probably weird.
I will tell you, I jerk off hardest when I'm like with somebody and I get pics from them.
Oh, okay.
Or I get pics from somebody.
Yeah.
I jerk off harder to those.
The vids, yeah.
But, I try to jerk off every day.
Oh, yeah?
Every night I try.
Oh, good for
you. Sometimes I'm a little too tired, but I don't ever morning jerk.
I've done that.
Weekends.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll morning jerk, but not during the week. I'm a binge jerker.
You're a binge?
Not really. I do it every day, pretty much. Every night.
I go once or twice a week.
Okay.
I know. I'm a piece of shit.
Your prostate. That's, you watch out for that prostate.
Well, I mean,
it's
you got a lot of the old wet dreams.
Do you?
Yeah. I get a lot of wet dreams.
Well, that's because you don't jerk off enough.
I know, guys.
All right.
Everyone's concerned about my jerking off habits.
I'm concerned about it. I'll tell you.
You should be.
I'm worried about you, man.
I would do more. Also, there's a giant fucking window in my room.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't help.
Well, I got my bed set up right underneath this window, and I'm almost positive somebody's watching me jerk off.
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody got not dragged, but the ambulance came.
Yeah. I missed that.
Because you wear earbuds.
Yeah.
It was like 3 nights ago.
Yeah, dude, there's some fucked up shit that goes on in our fucking alley.
Next door to us.
Yeah.
And which is weird, because that's the fancy place.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was just some dumb cunt who couldn't handle her booze.
Yeah.
And this nerd next door who always peeks out with his little shit dog and looks at me while I'm riding my bike. And I'm like, don't look at my window. Get out of here.
Cock, yeah.
Yeah, while I'm riding some cock. And while I'm riding Mike. My Mike. Not my stepdad. This guy named Mike.
Riding your...
Mike Bustler.
My bus.
It makes me hustler.
Yeah.
I don't think she's ever watched me. Who cares if she did? She's got a balcony. That'd be great. I wish I had a balcony I could go sit out on and be like, oop, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, give her the old Romeo and Juliet. You gotta go kill yourself after you watch me jerk off. I'm gonna finger you back to life.
Oh no, there you go.
My wife.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we need to take a quick break here.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna figure something out. But here's 85 seconds of Lifeguard on Duty.
What the fuck was that? Is there a fucking lifeguard running down the hall? She's running in slow-mo.
I lifeguard here at your beach.
I'm not at the beach, this is the bathtub.
No body of water is safe without a lifeguard.
But it's 2 feet deep, lady. What are you doing here?
You can relax. You're safe now. Your lifeguard is here.
Okay.
Get out of the water. There's a shark.
What, a shark?
Get out of the water.
Shark?
There's a shark in the water.
Wait, there's no shark in the bathtub.
Aren't you glad you had a lifeguard here to save you?
I guess. But wait a minute, you should go. There's no need for you to be here.
I think I should stay, and I think we should have sex.
Okay.
That was some great porn acting.
I like that. I think you should stay and we should have sex.
Well, I think you should stay and we should have sex.
I've heard that so never.
Oh, all right. Well, we're at that time in the episode where you guys wish would have happened probably half an hour ago.
Yeah.
But a lot of porn talk. I guess I ever finish and say last porn I watched? I don't know. I'm big into names and people. Yeah. I have like folders of girls that I like.
Who's your main girl, right? Oh, you don't like to share.
I don't have a main girl, and I don't like to share.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I like to. I'll share everything else.
I'll
honestly
share a girl we both like.
Yeah.
Janice Griffith.
Yeah, she's great. She is great. I have a folder of her.
She hangs out at emo night.
Yes, that's true. It's too busy for me.
It's a weird
kind of not conundrum, but emo night filled with people who would prefer to be by themselves.
Yeah.
Shoved like a ton of people in one place listening to emo music, which I love. I love emo music, but like, fuck, man. I don't know. It's,
we would have to wait like at least 4 hours.
You got to be on the guest list, pretty much. Yeah. And they have their own standalone thing. I don't know. I'm not. I like the idea of it, but it's also the same thing as like, I don't know. Is it different that you guys are all, we're all like, oh, we're outcasts and we didn't hang out with a lot of people and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
But now that we're all hanging out together, it's cool that we're in a group. No, it's weird. I don't know. I have anxiety around big groups. I don't know.
No, that's exactly how I feel.
It's just strange to me that the majority of people that like emo are people that keep to themselves and don't like to, I don't know, we're going to share scar stories.
That's what Vine is for.
Yeah. Oh, how'd you get that scar? Oh, gave it to myself. How'd you get that one? Oh, gave it to myself. How'd you get this one? Oh, it's acne.
Oh, it was. I was feeling Vine with Jake Paul.
Jake Paul. Oh, I was feeling Jake Paul's balls.
Jake Paul's balls. There's the name of that fucking episode.
I do not want it to be that.
Okay.
You know what's funny is if that was the name of the episode, it might get hit the most.
Yeah, exactly. If we hashtag that shit.
Jake Paul's balls.
Yeah.
Let's think about something else with using his name. I don't want to try to come up with a...
Jake Cerebral Palsy.
Ooh.
How about that?
I like that. Jake Palsy.
Jake Palsy, yeah.
Jake Paul's balls, I guess.
Just gave me the light. You know, Sean Paul, Jake Paul.
Okay. Jake Paul's. I like Jake Cerebral Palsy, but I'm trying to think of a way of actually testing if we use his name in the episode if it gets hit more. People turn it off as soon as we start shitting on him. But still, hits.
We didn't shit
hits,
on him,
baby, man. Hits.
We didn't shit on him until the end.
We shit on him pretty early.
Yeah, who fucking cares?
As soon as his name came up, we shit on him.
It'd be great if someone was like, retweets
I'll shit
us
on his balls.
You can't fucking believe they shit on the
Jake Paul's. No, Disney's going to come after us.
Bring it on, Walt, you pussy.
Yeah, bring it on. Great movie.
I'll fuck Mickey and Minnie, and I'll take Goofy and take a shit down his throat and then make him barf it up and, you know, fuck Pluto with it. And then, you know what else?
Dog
Jews,
dick.
You're racist.
Okay. Pluto, also, Pluto red lipstick dog dick.
You know what?
I'll finger Walt's frozen asshole.
You want to talk about iCarly real quick?
You do.
I love iCarly. I think this is why.
She was in an episode of Malcolm. She was in the retard class.
Which one?
With
Miranda Cosgrove?
Yeah, she was in one or two episodes of the last season of Malcolm in the Middle.
Really?
Also, great show. Check it out if you guys
get a chance. Malcolm in the Middle is good. We don't have to talk about iCarly. We can just move on.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. I was just going to tell a dumb story that I've told you 9,000 times.
Title of this episode.
We're going to have to talk
Jake
about
iCarly. Jake Paul, iCarly.
Yeah.
That's all it's called.
Yeah, let's do that.
It's going to be called Nickelodeon's, or wait, Disney's?
Disney's Jake Paul.
Disney's Jake Paul and iCarly. She was Nickelodeon, though, wasn't she?
Yeah, that's Nickelodeon.
Oh, shit.
Well, okay, I'll tell the story, because it kind of ties into it.
Uh-huh.
So, the first episode I ever saw of iCarly, it was because I worked at a daycare, and the kids I worked with were like, oh, you got to watch iCarly, it's really funny. And the first episode I ever saw was they're like, okay, we got to take the show on the road. We got to go to Los Angeles because there's a show on the Dingo Network, which was Disney.
Dingo Network.
Yes, yeah, there's a show on the Dingo Network called something that was like making fun of Hannah Montana. They're like this show is stealing jokes from our show.
It's called Carol Australia.
Yes, I'll buy it.
Dingo Network.
Yeah, Carol, I'll buy Australia, it with a fucking Hannah gay Montana. Dick, you know? Yeah.
What's some places in Australia?
Sydney.
Oh, and, there you go. Sydney, Australia.
Victoria.
That's a better one.
Yeah.
Hey, the Dingo Network with the main pop star, Sydney, Australia.
Yeah.
That's probably been done.
And The Leftovers. That's with the last season of that show. And Outback Steakhouse.
Ooh,
also, funny thing, you know this, they hired Jermaine. Like, yeah, from New Zealand to do the, yeah.
Kiwi.
Yeah.
Kiwi ridiculous. Doing Aussie stuff. Wait, is Kiwi Aussie? Kiwi is New Zealand.
I honestly don't know.
Fuck.
I don't know. There was an episode of Colbert where he referred to New Zealand as Diet Australia, and it was so funny.
That's pretty good.
So fucking funny.
Let me tell you something real quick. Yeah. Just a quick, remember what you're saying.
I know what
quick
I'm saying.
Quick offshoot.
I'm not going to forget our car.
I have so much anxiety. I dropped out of a class in college that was nonverbal communication, which I loved.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Loved the first chunk of that class. You're learning stuff about how humans and animals and everything, you just have this innate like ability to understand what's going on. Like babies don't know what smiling is, but then they smile at you, and like it's fucking crazy. It's insane. It's so much fun to learn about. But then they were like, listen, we get to learn about this fun shit, but then at the end we all have a country or a place or wherever that is 90% of your grade that you have to do a speech about their nonverbal communication. And mine was New Zealand. And I fucking had such an anxiety attack about it.
Yeah.
I just never showed up again.
You just couldn't make them count sheep?
No. Couldn't make them count sheep. I flew the coop. I flew the Concorde.
Yeah.
That was the flight of my Concorde. I was out of that class. I was gone.
I don't blame you. You know,
it was insane.
No matter how many Lord of the Rings.
It bummed me out. I hid my Hobbit
sheep?
Hole. Yeah.
I like that. I had that on
that
DVD.
Haggard horror.
I bought that.
His name's Tommy Boy in the one. Not the Chris Farley movie, Black Sheep, which is also very funny.
The Australian horror movie is crazy.
It's great. Yeah,
I bought that from a Blockbuster that was closing. The one on Lakeshore Drive. I should have bought more.
It's a great movie.
I bought that in Piranha 3D.
That too.
Yeah, both good movies.
Black Sheep is really cool. I haven't seen that in a long time.
So
I'd like to watch that again.
And then
I think I watched that with Woody.
Yeah, the whole fucking barn. Woody. They're all farting, and then like the barn.
I don't remember that.
Oh yeah, we got to rewatch that. It's so good. That movie's fucking legit.
Woody, get your ass out here so we can watch some weird
Woody,
shit.
You piece of shit.
Hey,
actually, I like Woody.
Be nice, yeah.
Woody, I'm a vegetarian too, so we can like both get a pizza and like eat it together.
Oh yeah, it's like I'm living with you again, Woody. He's got all these Boca Fag bricks in the freezer and stuff.
Was he ate Boca?
Oh, constantly.
I'm not a big fan of the Boca.
It was maybe it wasn't Boca, but he got a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, I'm more of a Morningstar.
Like so much Morningstar. He had a ton. What it was. It was
it's
Morningstar.
Yeah, Boca.
He had Morningstar. But he had like
Boca's
so
dry.
Much.
Yeah.
So much in the freezer, and I couldn't put anything in there. And then we'd like look in the freezer and look in the back. You dig through like find fossils of old Morningstar stuff. And he had this old bacon, Morningstar bacon that he let me eat.
Never,
and it was cardboard. Unfortunate, but it was also very freezer burned. But Jurassic World.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Jurassic Park. I don't know why I said World Park. Sorry, you were saying something else.
No, you were going in on that. Chris Pratt. So the first episode I ever saw of iCarly was there was like.
I forgot it was about iCarly.
Oh, it's so good. It's so worth it.
I'm excited.
So worth it. Also, one of our a friend of mine had she saw Miranda Cosgrove at a Chipotle, and she was like, she looks sickly. But anyways,
I thought she always had a little bit of girth to her face, a little healthy face. That's,
yes, healthy face. But
I like
not,
a healthy
not
face.
So much of the old body. But
So she had the healthy face, and it was all staying there.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you puke everything up. It stays in your face.
Yeah, so that's what happens when you're a Jack mannequin.
Jack me off mannequin.
Oh, me too.
Casey's trying to hang himself right now from the headphone cord.
I'm always trying to hang myself from everything.
It's because I'm interrupting too.
No. I just hate myself. That's all it is.
I'm sorry.
That's what I boil down to. But no, the first episode I ever saw of iCarly is they have to go to Hollywood to confront the writers of another show that they don't, they pretty much flat out say, but they don't, but it's on the Dingo Network.
Oh, Sydney, Australia, the Dingo Network.
Yes.
That's where we're
so,
going.
Yes. Gotcha. So they're like, we have to confront these writers of this Hannah Montana show because they're stealing jokes.
Good thing iCarly is taking one for all of us. And
yeah.
Fighting against Carlos Mencia and people who steal jokes.
Yes. It gets way better. Because
Joe Rogan in that episode? Joe Rogan pops out of iCarly's ass and starts boxing somebody.
Ned, your name's Ned. They go there and then they confront him and then they're like, the writers are like, oh, we're not going to like do anything about it. And then so they're like, well, we need some leverage. So they end up stealing the cryogenically frozen head of the Dingo Network, aka Walt Disney, because he's actually cryogenically frozen.
Where do you think that's stored?
I don't know. But actually, he probably is, right?
He had so much money even before he died.
Yeah.
That, like, I guarantee, dude, well, they have all that shit. There's so much shit underneath Disney World.
He had 30s money that can, like, that money nowadays is insane.
It was insane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
There is
compounds
underneath.
Yeah.
He's Area 69.
Oh, dude. He is he's Star 69 and motherfuckers. Yeah. He's calling him up and be like, yeah, fuck you. No, I'm not going to lick your asshole. Fuck you. Yeah.
Wait. Has there ever been a sex joke about Star 69? Like licking a butthole?
Like a
chocolate starfish 69?
Like Patrick Star.
Patrick like Star 69.
Yeah.
I don't know why this is cracking me up so much.
This episode is off
sorry,
the rails.
Keep going.
No. I like it. That's all it is. And so they take the head of the cryogenically frozen head of Walt Disney and they hold it hostage and they're like, hey, you guys have to stop stealing our jokes. And they're like, okay. And then they do. And that was it. And
really?
Then, yeah. And then after that, I watched some more and like the later seasons are way better. And, like, there's an episode, like, Blackjack shows up. There's also an episode, like, the older brother Spencer is really funny. And there's an episode that I like.
Blackjack shows up. Jack Black, you
Jack
mean?
Did I say Blackjack?
You said Blackjack.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was
no,
just curious.
My bad. Oh, that was a fuck up. Yeah, Blackjack
shows up. They
ate
some flapjacks.
Up. Yeah, why not? But, and then the older brother Spencer's really funny. And there's a whole episode where, like, once the show, like, went on for a while and, like, the writers just kind of started having fun with it. There's an episode where the older brother is just kind of in the background of every scene. And they're like, what the fuck are you doing, Spencer? And he's like, I don't know what to do with myself. And so like that was like
that's
the writers
good.
Being like, we don't know what to do with him anymore.
That's funny.
And so he's just kind
of on the payroll.
Yeah, he's just kind of in the background like fidgeting with stuff. So like it's a fun show. Like, yeah, it's stupid, but it's fun. I like that show a lot.
What were those old kids book, those something scary books where there's always like a spider on every page or something? It was like this weird...
Goosebumps?
No, it was like a children's picture book. I'm a fucking idiot.
The Stinky Cheese Man?
Edward Scorey. No, that's Edward Gorey.
Eric Carlson?
No, I can't remember the fucking
names. The Hungry Caterpillar?
No, it was like a bunch of like... It was a series. And it was like
the
this hedgehog.
Stories?
It was like a hedgehog kid or
something.
Oh,
I can picture
it. You know
it.
What I'm talking about.
You know what? You want to know why I remember that? Because someone took a picture of that girl, then posted it next to Lena Dunham. And
scared.
Like,
oh, it wasn't
yep.
a girl. I think you might be thinking of...
do they
Arthur.
Wear overalls? No.
Oh, they do.
Overalls. They look like chodes and they wear overalls and they have like, yes.
Fuck, the last name is spelled like scary.
Let
Richard
look at,
Scary.
Let me
That's
look
what
at
it is.
Me,
I found it.
Let me give me a look-see.
Oh, hold on. Let me find it because the pictures are all the same, but it's not
yeah.
none of these.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, his it's whole, like one whole, with like the hedgehog world. Thing, yeah, though. Yeah, like, yeah. I can't remember what those ones were called. Yeah. Okay. We'll find it. This
Speaking
is,
of, I don't know what this was called, this episode.
This episode, we are way past due of naming it. We've already done it. This episode, we are going to name Jake Paulsy.
Are we?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's good enough. We're going to see if Jake Paul's name gets us any listeners. And I can guarantee if it does, they will not listen long.
We'll give us some fistners, you know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, I'm hoping for you guys and for us that it gives us a lot of negative feedback.
Oh, me too.
I think we have like 13 followers on Twitter.
That's a lot.
We have a shitload of followers on Facebook, which is odd.
Hell yeah.
None of them respond to anything.
Nope. No one likes this
everyone
anymore.
Liked How Sadness when it first came out. Nobody likes the revamp.
Nope. It's because I'm not Josh Ortega.
Oh, hey.
But he's gay.
My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. Wife. You can find me at Jacob Allen Kuban online everywhere.
Oh,
on,
boy.
Instagram, Twitter, and faceit.com. Go to moistjunk.com. You'll see my cock and my balls. You'll also see a lot of shirts I designed. Buy some. You can buy my cum, blood, and tears.
Yeah, you can actually.
Hair, fingernails, anything. Vials. Check those out. WWJTTD, WJVCD, W. What would Jean Claude Van Damme do?
I don't know.
Also, this asshole. Sorry, I called you an asshole.
Oh, that's fine. Casey_Soddard, all lowercase. Who cares? I don't do anything funny anymore because I hate myself. So, fuck my butt and call me a piece of shit.
Thanks for listening, you guys. This one was a long one. Yeah. I appreciate it. Hanging in there. This is a good time. I always have a really fun time as I look forward to this.
No, it's fun as fuck.
All the time. And
thanks for listening.
We see each other way too much and we have a lot of fun doing this. And so, I apologize that we're still doing this.
Oh, it's okay.
But,
Tell some friends.
Yeah, tell some people. This is stupid and we're idiots. And
don't tell them to start with this one.
Tell them to start with only this one.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to start with a good one. Jake Paulsy.
Jake Paulsy.
I hope everyone thinks that they're talking about me.
A good one. Yeah.
Kuban, I hope we get emails from people who are Jake Paul fans and people who are not fans of Paulsy jokes.
Speaking of emails, kind of. You know how, like, when you're lonely and, like, you're like, I don't have any friends?
Mm-hmm.
I got five separate, interactions / text messages about the pictures Rihanna posted on Instagram this week. So I was like, oh, I kind of do have friends.
Really?
Yeah,
so you got people that know you're into Rihanna that much.
Yeah, they're like, hey, buddy, you seen that shit? And I was like,
I did that in person to you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're one of the one of the five.
I didn't email you.
I know.
I don't need to. Yeah. I just showed you in person.
No.
I was like, check out this boner.
Beat mail me.
Held my beat mail. No snail mail, just jail mail. I locked you in a dog cage and then came on you. All right, you guys. We're going to leave you with
Kibbles and cum.
A little bit, and we'll tell you something. We've been talking to you, so why don't you talk to me, baby? Have a good one. Eat my ass.
My wife, I'm gay.
From the depths of the bad man, with a gun and a knife and a waistband, with the war with the devil and Shaytan. He wore a bad toupee and a spray tan, so high now hoping that I land, on a Thai stick moving through Thailand, on the radio heard a plane hijack, government being that like they could crack. I'm moving the world of conspiracy, obey no rules, I'm doing me, smoke kush transport to the airport, customs down to join in my passport, full cash and I gave him what he asked for, god damn it, it's a motherfucking miracle, small bribe made it back into America, hit Uber and maneuvered out the area. Rhyme animal, pit bull terrier, rap terrorist, terrorized, teared up. Brought gas in the matches to flare it up. Militant Michael, psycho. On any ally or rival. More black that's dead on arrival. My job is to fight for survival. In spite of these, all lives matter as white folk.
This is spiritual warfare that you have been dealing with. This is not a fight that you have been dealing with flesh and blood. But this is a fight against principalities and evildoers and unclean spirits.
RTJ3, motherfuckers.
Gray man didn't die face down in the Vietnam muscle, so I cannot style on you. I didn't walk uphill both ways to the booth and back and I wild on you. You think baby Jesus killed Hitler just so I'd whisper? And you safe and sound and he's quick to tap your phone and I have a file on you. Huh. What me worry not, buddy, you're fucking force for what?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm dumb, motherfucker, I can't be crushed.
Yeah.
Fuckers. Open the books up and stop bullshitting the kid. My dick got a mission to star, I'm on par with the best ever took the gig. I'm a super cap with dot dot in the dust. Don't bother to touch. I got firm clutch on a grip in a box. I might go ride a tank, take a ride in a bag. On the side of Rick Rubin, rush a full thrust. Don't fast read shit than a Shark Tank judge. Talk real good cause I'm smart and stuff. Be a good crew to fuck with, better love.
I told y'all, sucker. I told y'all.